gotta get up.
This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
Kickoff week 13, Cowboys and Seahawks, one of the better Thursday night matchups we had. We saw these teams a week ago on Thanksgiving Day, Cowboys routing Washington. Seattle got routed by San Francisco. Nevertheless, they meet tonight. Seattle is 6-5. Dallas is 8-3. It is really interesting that people are kind of looking at this game and saying, hey, who needs this game more tonight, given that the Cowboys are 8-3? But there's more layers to that onion, to that question, than a team fighting for a playoff spot or fighting for position in a division. It is because of the perception of Dallas. They are great at home. They have won 13 straight at home. They're 5-0 at home this year. But they are also a team where when they go up against teams with winning records, they don't turn out victories. And Dak Prescott, who should be absolutely lauded for his play recently, he's fantastic. 18 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions since losing to San Francisco back in week 4. When we thought that game would be week 5, I think. Huge game. Everyone put a lot of attention on it. It was settle in and watch this, and it was a complete disaster. But since then, he's been great. So where are the Cowboys at 8-3 heading into this game tonight? Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Round out your protection with Life, Phone, and Pet Health Insurance. Babe Laufenberg, former NFL quarterback, also on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, joins us to talk about Thursday night's game. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Tony, how about yourself?
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us. I was talking about Dak Prescott. His play since the Niner game has been fantastic. What is working for Dak? What have you been noticing as a quarterback and what he's doing since losing to the 49ers in week 5?
You know, it's funny because, you know, obviously it's not a complete overhaul. Like a golfer may go off in the offseason and revamp his swing or something like that. But
yeah.
He's just been playing great. I think they have changed the offense up a little bit. Early in the season, it was a bunch of slants and hitches, short hitches, and they really weren't pushing the ball down the field. And since the bye, that's been a different story. And they've got Brandon Cooks involved. He was catching a ball a game early on and just really not involved in the offense. And, you know, over these last 3-4 weeks, he's been a big part of it. And Dak is just, you can just see it, right? You don't need to be an expert. You can look at it and go, God, that guy's playing with a lot of confidence there, man. He's getting back, hitting his back foot, throwing it. And he's just been playing great. I mean, he's been the best quarterback in the NFL over the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Everyone's looking at this game and saying, hey, look, here's the Seahawks. They're 6-5, and they're fighting for a position in the playoffs. Dallas is 8-3, but there's a level of importance to this game tonight. Can you zero in on the sort of criticism that Dallas has as an 8-3 team and why people want a little more from this team?
Well, everybody keeps pointing out the fact that they haven't beat a team with a winning record. Well, they've only played 2 teams with winning records, San Francisco and Philadelphia. Obviously, they got boat raced by San Francisco out there, and they really should have is not a good word to use in sports, but they really should have beat Philadelphia. They
sure
outgained them by over 100 yards. They had the drive at the end. They're sitting with the ball at the 6-yard line. Hey, if Alabama can score from the 31 with one play, then Dallas had 4 plays. They should have been able to score from the 6, but that drive went backward, and we know what happened. But they've got Philly in a week here in Arlington, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised, or I think I would be surprised if the Cowboys weren't the favorites in that one. But, you know, they're playing really good football. I don't think Dallas has a weakness. Doesn't mean they're strong. You know, they're not the number one group everywhere, but they've got a very good offensive line, good receivers, quarterback's playing great, defense is playing great. So, I don't know, they just have a lot going for them right now. And they're literally blowing teams out at a historical rate. Nobody's come within 20 points of them when they play at AT&T Stadium. And obviously that's where they get Seattle tonight, and that's where they'll get Philadelphia next Sunday night.
We were kind of having a little fun with Deron Bland and the guy that sees every single game. At what point did you go, this is ridiculous, how many of these is he going to get? He's got 5 pick sixes.
Well, the last one was interesting because it was the first pick six that he had to weave through some traffic. Everything
right,
else
yeah.
has been, you know, step in front of it, boom. The minute he catches it, for the most part, you knew that's a touchdown. And this one, he got it, and you watched the game undoubtedly, and folks did. And It's like, oh, boy, you know, but as soon as he caught it, you're just like, oh, you just held your breath and said, oh, is he going to? It's like when, you know, Bo Jackson or Reggie Jackson in the World Series would come to the plate. You know, you didn't take your eyes off it. I remember when Deion Sanders would occasionally return punts, right? They didn't have him back there as a punt returner all the time, but in key situations, he'd go back then. When he went back, boy, the electricity in the building went up. You sat there going, oh, boy, is something special going to happen here? And it's hard to do as a DB, right? I mean, how many pick sixes do you get in a year, in a career? And here the guy is, and every time that ball goes in the air toward his side, you're just kind of going, oh, is this going to be the one? He's been – and you know what, too? Tony's such a nice young man, humble. You go into the locker room, and he's the guy you want to see do well. You know, we're not fans necessarily, but when you go in there and you talk to this kid and just as humble as can be, and you just say, you know what, I want that kid to do well, and he's doing pretty well.
Babe Loffenberg joins us on Sports Map Radio on a Progressive guest line, talking Cowboys and Seahawks tonight. From the standpoint from the defensive side, besides Deron Bland and Micah Parsons and whatnot, how would you characterize the way they play defense?
They've been playing really well, and it's funny because you bring up those two names, as you should. You know, Micah Parsons is, you know, put him where you want as a pass rusher and as a defensive player. I think he's going to be in the discussion for defensive player of the year for 10 years, right? He's been the runner-up the last 2 years. But you talk Parsons and Bland, and certainly they've got headlines, as they should. But Stephon Gilmore, that other corner, has been playing great. You don't hear about him. He's got two interceptions. He's not picking balls off and going for touchdowns, but he's been playing great. Their front seven, and really their front four, has just been lights out. I mean, the last 2 weeks, Bryce Young and then Sam Howell last week, they just had no chance. Yeah. I mean, they hit their back foot, and the rush is on them. So DeMarcus Lawrence, Jonathan Hankins is playing great at defensive tackle. The guy that kind of doesn't get a lot of publicity, maybe because people can't pronounce his name, but also Odighizuwa has been at that defensive tackle spot. He has been extremely disruptive. And again, we always go back when you're talking Cowboys, you're going to talk Micah Parsons and Deron Bland, as you should. But Dorrance Armstrong has 5 sacks. So there's a lot of guys making big contributions, you know, that aren't getting noticed because, again, the focus is going to be on Micah Parsons and then Deron Bland with what he's doing with all those pick sixes this year.
I want to ask you about Prescott in a larger picture here because it is the most – it's probably the most scrutinized position we've got in American sports. Cowboys quarterback. I mean, there's just no other – you know, anywhere else, you're not getting this kind of level. Is it fair? I mean, and that's a weird question, but is it fair? I mean, this guy just – there's always the is Dak Prescott the guy question from a national conversation. You're more lasered in. Is he getting fair treatment from outsiders?
Well, he certainly – I'd have to think of a player in any sport that is more scrutinized than Dak Prescott has been.
Yeah.
And as Troy Aikman used to say, hey, comes with the dinner.
Sure.
So if you're the quarterback of the Cowboys, you're going to be scrutinized. But I honestly can't think of another player. And I'll ask you, Tony, is there another guy out there in any sport who is performing the way Dak is, which is like MVP caliber, who is more scrutinized and has more detractors than Dak? And I really can't think of one.
I can't think of one either. It's bizarre because we know in this league who you're going to get is always the question you say when people want to fire, you know, cut quarterbacks or move on from quarterbacks. And this guy's 18-2 since the Week 5 loss, and people are still saying, "I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well,
I don't get it."
And in terms of comes with the dinner, I think when you're at that quarterback position, hey, Matthew Stafford, right? Is Matthew Stafford, he's the reason Detroit is losing. Is he the reason? Can he not overcome it? Blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Yeah.
He goes to the Rams in his first year. He wins the Super Bowl, and we look at Matthew Stafford differently. I never did. I always loved him. But I just mean that perception when you're at that position. Hey, Joe Thomas, and rightfully so, made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He never played in a playoff game.
Yeah, right.
Cleveland never went. He never played in a playoff game. Name me the quarterback who has never played in a playoff game who's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, they don't exist.
They don't exist. Babe Laufenberg, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate the conversation and insight on the Cowboys. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Looking forward to the game tonight, and especially looking forward to next Sunday night when Philadelphia comes to town.
Absolutely. Absolutely. String of games here. Always good talking to you. Thank you so much, Babe. Appreciate it. Babe Laufenberg, again, Dallas radio analyst, played in the NFL, quarterback, played for the Cowboys. And we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.